what's your thoughts on the day and everything and what's happening here right now?
Right about now.
And today in the hood news, where it might not be good news, but it sure is hood news. We ask, what's really hood with the lockdown of Oakland RBG MC Ascari X? With the rumors of being force medicated, the people want real answers. Hold your head, soldier. You came for the people, and the people will come for you. Free Ascari X. Stop the war on the hood. As the POCC, aka the Prisoners of Conscience Committee, demands in the Harriet Tubman Code, leave no brother or sister behind enemy lines. Throw the rope back. Lil Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. has put his ear to the ground and has heard the voice of the people.
Fact is that black and oppressed people have been terrorized for a long period of time. They've been going in the wrong names of the slavery, sharecropping, police brutality, war on drugs, war on guns, war on gangs. We say there's a new age and day on the plantation. We can start being politically correct. No more referring to it as police brutality, but police terrorism. Not gentrification, but land grab. Not the growing prison industrial complex, but the mass kidnapping of African colonized people inside these concentration camps. Not AIDS, Ebola, crack, heroin, but chemical biological warfare on African colonized people.
And on every corner in the hood, George Bush's government has declared war on the black and brown with new police terror in the name of Patriot Acts 1, 2, and 3. In defense of our rights, we now have the African Anti-Terrorism Bill. Look out for more info on your ghetto grapevine. This just in, Kendra James, mother of two, was murdered in Portland, Oregon. And guess what? The pigs got away clean again. Let's not forget about Floyd Quinones in Brooklyn and Michael Walker in Cabrini Green. Black people, what we gon' do? Right on, Aaron Patterson. Welcome home to Nashawn Fields. And the struggle continues. And lastly comes strong words from the hood's two most notorious street tribes. Brotherly love overcomes oppressor domination. And this is Community Revolution in Progress. What's really hood? This is the hood news, where it might not be good news, but it sure is hood news.
And this is Community Revolution in Progress.
Peace. This is Naomi on Rise Up Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, with Mike. You just heard Hood News by Dead Prez and RBG. I'm here with a couple more Urban Word poets. We have Molly Birnbaum and Sean Redwood. Welcome, guys. How are you?
What's cracking? I'm good.
I'm good, too.
Let's just jump right in. We want to have Sean spit a poem first, right?
All right. Boom. My government is Sean Redwood, but I go by the name Scheme, all right? This is called Anathema. I just thought the word was funky. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything.
Let him know.
We have a whole gang of issues like gangs and cats who bang gats, blast they pistols and clap their heaters. But I like to shift focus to blacks and I lack of adequate leaders. Half of these rappers now is passing as teachers and that's tragic. We'll blast through the speakers half of the time. It's fabricated, laminated, it damaged, it disadvantaged the minds of the average black child that we sit and act as if it's entertainment, fashion, and leisure is deeper. What we feed the youth should be more important. Your life is worth more than your jewels and your Jordans. Who you shot recently and who you're extorting. The car that you drive and the coupe that you're sporting is jewels if you want it. I drop it, it's your option to pick it up and rock it on top of your mind's optic. I shine blind objects, typically those who are not equipped with these flows, so they find my lines toxic. Hot quick on a skillet, you feel it, I'm iller than most spitters. You're telling a fib if you say that this is not sick, but kill it. I'm here to share my thoughts if you care to listen to a few of my genuine feelings. It's like we've been living with blindfolds. Yeah, you keep your head up, but it's pointless when you have your eyes closed. Our enemy is us, it's not only 5-0. We determine how far that you and I go, and you and I know, at least we should, that the smoke screens and deterrence can't ruin our goals. But for so long we've been under the spell of the oppressor. We've come to think we are somehow lesser. Internalized lies, we believe it ourselves. Caught up in the hype, we don't believe in ourselves. No, it ain't cool to be deceased or in jail. Insurmountable odds don't give us reason to fail. Insurmountable odds don't give us reason to fail. Insurmountable odds are not a reason. Peace.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes, sir.
You keep your head up, but it's pointless if you keep your eyes closed.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Urban Word like everybody else did.
Urban Word, I heard some things about the New Eurekan Poets Cafe. It's, you know, mad famous and popular with good reason. So I think I just went there in 99 or 2000. I don't remember the year exactly. But, yeah, and I kicked a piece after I built up some courage for a while. And, yeah, I just got encouragement from the husband of the director of the program, and, you know, I signed my name up, and, yeah, it's history. So.
That's cool. And you, how long you been writing for?
I've been writing forever, but it was on some playful type thing until I, no, 10th grade, really, my teacher, Mr. Sternstein, encouraged me to do some poetry things instead of just writing silly little raps to my friends. So
your poetry still definitely has that hip-hop inflection. How do you see the relationship between spoken word and hip-hop?
I feel it's one and the same, at least to me. I mean, I think it's all just a form of expression, and it's all about just being honest and expressing your emotions. And I think hip-hop artists do it. I feel spoken word artists do it. And, yeah, of course, the connection is going to be strong there. They probably have a similar history and birth root or whatever. Just made up a word.
Same generation.
It's all good.
The birth root.
You got some real politically correct people who would say that that a lot of hip hop and like especially gangster rap is like misogynistic, or you find that it encourages violence. We have after Columbine, we had a sort of blast of people saying, pointing to hip hop, pointing to rappers, saying this is the problem. They're promoting violence. They're
busting their gats in the Persian Gulf.
Exactly. I mean, whatever. We don't even have to get into that. But my question for you really is like, what do you say to that? And then also, if we do say that hip hop artists have such a big influence, and spoken word artists too, how can we use that positively? How can we use that influence and that power of spoken word and hip-hop to reach people?
These are serious questions, yo. Who's
I'm
writing?
Sorry, John.
Nah, it's all good. I promise I'll keep my answer as short as possible, but I'm going to answer you on three levels. First of all, gangster rap as a label, I mean, labeling gangster rap to me just sucks. Like, I hate that term and the connotations that come along with it. Secondly, violence and misogyny, I don't know. I feel like you can't point the finger at rappers. You have to, you know, you have to think what society birthed this mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what about the world? I mean, they're obviously products of their environments. I'm seeing they're growing up. They're watching TV. They're watching James Bond movies where, you know, he's just cool and shooting everybody. And then, you know, he gets the damsel in distress. And that's the perception of what a man is and what women are. You know what I'm saying? Just accessories. So you just have to look at the larger picture instead of just pointing fingers to them. And also, I promise I'll try to keep this quick. It's just a balance of human emotions, I think. I mean, one moment, I know when I'm writing, I'll feel like women are horrible and they're bees and this and that, you know, after I'm in a bad relationship. And, you know, you're in love and it's wonderful. And then you'll be like queens of the universe. And, you know what I'm saying? They're the most wonderful things ever. You know what I'm saying? That's human. Mm. Now, getting to your actual question, how it can be used positively, just keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying? I think what we're doing right now, and like every person who picks up a pen and expresses, you know, how they're feeling, makes their judgments about the society, thinking critically rather about what's going on around them instead of just accepting what's being fed to them. That's a movement in and of itself.
And that's words from a poet.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
So quick, let's hear from Molly Birnbaum. She's going to spit a poem for us.
My working class people, you Hicks, you Spicks, you Hispanic, soon the election, my panic shall benefit from my campaign. The bane is fit from cuts. For this crusade, this war on terror, this freedom, this operation, this death, these killing, these people are my cousins. From the same God, indivisible, for liberty and justice, for our Jesus Christ, our Mary, our Allah. Minds intertwined by central sterile realization of patriots who see by the stars early light, fight, fright, flight. Accent on the act of stepping down from the podium. The Pakistani bodegas on Coney Island Avenue are cold tonight. His callous fingers are shivering in the Protestant wind. Tisba Allah, he whispers.
That's Molly Birnbaum with the fresh piece.
Some urban word. You got some powerful words there.
NYC.
And pretty connected to everything we've been talking about. Tell us a little bit about... Well, tell me about your... I mean, we know you're an activist, right? You work with Youth Block. Tell me a little bit about your connection between activism and spoken word, how you see
it's
them connected.
It's the poetry and the culture.
I've always looked at spoken word as sort of this form of cultural resistance that is sometimes missing from the movement, that you sort of have this voice that stands out against everyone else's. And it's just a really good form of art mixing with protests, and I really admire that and the people who do it.
And we you yourself are one of them, right?
Yes.
Right. We all admire them. Tell me why you write and why you think it's important.
I guess basically just to get messages across, to let people hear what you have to say, get your voice heard. Also just terms of getting out anger and stuff like that. So
It's therapy.
It's the movement.
Thank you. Well, we got to wrap it up and move to the announcements. But thank you so much. Let's give a big thank you to all
give
the
it up
poets
for our
from
poets,
Urban Word.
WBAI Poetry.
Rise Up Radio. You've been listening to Naomi and Mike, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, Rise Up Radio. Before we close, we have a few announcements. First up, you just heard from Molly Birnbaum from Urban Word and Youth Block. The next Youth Block meeting will be held on January 13th. That's a Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Judson Memorial Church. That's in Washington Square Park.
55 Washington Square Park South.
Get down with the details at youthblock.org.
It's the citywide organization of high school students. And throughout January, you heard about the Nuyorican and you've heard about Spoken Word. There will be several events this month held in support of renowned Nuyorican poet, Reverend Pedro Pietri, who is critically ill. The next one will be on January 4th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Bowery Poetry Club at 308 Bowery between Bleecker and Houston. Following that, another poetry event will be held down in support of Pedro Pietri on Tuesday, January 6th at 7 p.m. at the Nuyorican on 236 East 3rd Street in East Village.
On January 12th, there will be a vigil in remembrance of Anthony Rosario and Hilton Vega, who were murdered by the NYPD in 1995.
Rest in peace and justice.
You may remember their case from the documentary Justifiable Homicide. Excellent film. I recommend you check it out if you can. For more information about the vigil, please call Margarito Rosario at 718-601-1863. That's 718-601-1863. And, of course, we'd like to thank our guests from Urban Word, Tyrone West, Tahani Salah, Becca Dinnerstein, Sean Redwin, a.k.a. Scheme, and Molly Birnbaum. Check out their stuff. It's pretty dope. And the website is www.urbanwordnyc.org, the free poetry and hip-hop organization for youth located in Union Square.
Many thanks. Also go out to Monami Malik and Shoman Hussein from Desi's Rising Up and Moving. Check out their website at drumnation.org. And don't forget to write SUNY Maritime Administrators Kimberly Klein and John Ryan in protest of their unjust, unjustifiable treatment of student Oladokun Suleiman. You can link to more info about this case through our website, riseupradio.org.
We'd also like to thank Artie Shahani with Families for Freedom. If you'd like to contact them, they can be reached at 212-898-4121. That's 212-898-4121.
And you've been listening to Rise Up Radio by Youth and for Youth, where the conscious youth of New York City rise up on the airwaves live. If you want to hear archive versions of our show or check out our new double CD, Artists Fight the System, hit us up at our new location, www.riseupradio.org.
If you have comments about today's show, please call 212-209-2948. We'll go out with Ani DeFranco.
Rise
Thank you very
up,
much.
New York
Peace
City.
And rise up.
Who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down with threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me.